It is 10:31 a.m. on December 1st, 2021, and the December board meeting of the Arizona State Board of Emergency Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call of members on. Dale Nightblade, present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit. Okay, that was Eileen present. Terry Brown?
Present.
Deb Bright?
Present.
Still not. Oh, she is. Thank you, Deb. Michael? Cyril?
Present.
Michael? Thank you. Present. Appreciate it. We also have on the call Megan Darien, our Executive Director, Seth Hargraves, our Assistant Attorney General, Jim McCaffrey, our investigator, and two representatives from Quarles and Brady, Amy and Nick. Next item is conflicts of interest. I have none. We discuss an approval of the minutes from November's teleconference.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written from the November 3rd telephonic board meeting open session.
And this is Sherry Mays. I would like to second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nightblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Minutes are approved as written. Number four, agency operations director's report.
The committee of reference related to the board's sunset review most likely will be heard in House and Senate, both in January 2022. Also, 400 AZ licensed opticians have completed their renewal for 2021. The third notice was sent via email today, December 1st, to the ones that they have not renewed yet, which is about 510 of them.
Okay. Moving on to number five, I take it, Nick, you want to address the board?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And obviously, my colleague, partner Amy Peterson is on as well. I do want to thank you all for the opportunity. Obviously, we're here on behalf of Sharper Vision and Oasis, and we presume that the board has read our motion, but we'd like to obviously briefly restate our position in that we are asking the board to review, modify, or vacate its decision in finding Oasis and Sharper Vision in violation of operating without an optical establishment license, and its obvious offer of a consent for that presumed violation. And we lay it out in the motion, but we're really asking the board to reconsider for three reasons. The first in that we believe that the board's actions constitute some form of regularity in administrative proceedings. The second in that the board its decision or finding of a violation is contrary to Arizona law and that it seeks to discipline otherwise lawful activities. And third, that there was an error in failing to consider critical elements relative really to the party's business model here. And so I think it would probably make sense to really start with the last two points, as we believe that there may be some misunderstanding relative to the facts of the model at hand and really the model used by AEG and Oasis and Sharper Vision. And I'll note as well, agenda item six on today's meeting agenda involves really identical allegations against Clearview Vision and Wolf Eye Care. So I'm not going to address those in detail, but I will just note that our explanation and I think discussion here really is pertinent to the board's actions or inactions with respect to those facilities and that agenda item. So jumping right in. Yes, sir.
Just so you know, all the board members do have a copy of your brief. And so if you're going to repeat the same things that are in the brief, we do have it that we were able to read and peruse for the last week.
Understood. And I know that we submitted that right before the Thanksgiving holiday. So to the extent any tryptophan may have a played effect, I understand and appreciate that. I'm not going to restate the brief in full. Sir, I think we just want to really emphasize a few of the main points in our arguments here, just so we can state them on the record.
And really, we
do maintain, obviously, that during all relevant times, there were no prescription eyewear ever dispensed by Oasis or Sharper outside of the supervision of a licensed optometrist. We note this in our first response, in addition to the motion, AAG is an LLC, but it is a practice management company. And it does not provide any type of professional services, right? It partners with optometry practices, in this instance, McDougall PC, which is a professional corporation. That entity employs all of the optometrists. Those optometrists, in turn, have, during all relevant time frames, been either supervising or personally dispensing prescription eyewear during that time. So, as the board is aware, Arizona Statute 32-1691 allows for two clear exceptions to the optical establishment license. And when a product is dispensed personally by a licensed optometrist, or two, when the product is dispensed under the direct supervision of an optometrist. And this really has always been the case with Oasis and Sharper. So we believe that the board is really basing its decision or its finding of a violation on the simple submission of a facility application for these two locations. And we want to be clear that the submission of these applications really shouldn't be viewed as proof of a violation or an admission of a violation. As we explained in our motion, this was done in anticipation of future needs or growth. So, we believe that the board has not fully considered all of the evidence, the business model at hand, and any finding of a violation really is contrary to the express provisions that allow for the operation of PCs to and optometrists to dispense and supervise the dispensing of prescription eyewear. So we'll keep it brief. Again, I don't want to reemphasize this, but I'll note finally that we put in detail in our brief, in our motion, that we believe as well that the board has really departed from the processes that are set forth in statute with respect to the issuance of a complaint, the appropriate investigation of a matter, and the allowance of the parties involved to really to in due time, and the board to do its due diligence with respect to the allegations at hand to determine whether or not there truly is a violation at hand. So I appreciate, Mr. Chairman, your point that you all have read the motion. I won't go over it any more than that to restate our main points. And really, we are here, both Amy and I, to answer whatever questions the board might have relative to the operations, the business model. And again, we really are asking the board to look at the facts at hand, to reconsider, and again, really vacate whatever finding of a violation of law that has been made and the consent order that's on the table, and issue these establishment licenses for the applicable facilities at hand. So with that, I'll open it up if you all have any questions for either Amy or I.
No, I think we're at the point where we're going to go to executive session and get with our Assistant Attorney General and get some legal advice from him. Susan? Susie? Suzanne.
Sorry, I went all through that with my mute button on. I apologize. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we retreat into executive session for legal counsel from our AAG.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. All those in favor will say aye. Roll call. Bill Nye vote aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Sherry Mays.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Terry Brown.
Aye.
And Deb Bright.
Aye.
Michael Cyril.
Aye.
Okay, it is 10:42 a.m. and we will all now disconnect from this call and move on to the executive session phone number. And we will reconvene and talk to the other people later.